I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Ronald Reed's story went viral earlier this year when it was learned that the thrifty Vermonter left an estate of more than $8 million when he died. Brattleboro's Brooks Memorial Library received part of that estate, and as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, the library is now starting a renovation project thanks to the gift.
Library Director Jerry Carboni was just as surprised as everyone else when he learned about Reed's fortune. The library is used to receiving bequests, and Carboni heard in 2014 that the library would be getting a part of Reed's estate, but he wasn't told how much.
Then in January of 2015, we were notified that it was $1.2 million, which was like a thunderbolt from the sky.
Reed lived a quiet life in Brattleboro and made his millions investing in stocks. He hated to spend money, and even his family didn't know the extent of his wealth. Carboni says Reed was a private man, though he was known as a regular patron.
He was frugal, and he, I think, just knew the value of accurate information so he could make his investments. And I just felt that he intrinsically knew the value of a public library, what it does, transformative effect that it can have on people's lives. And it did it his.
The library has used some of the bequests to launch a $141,000 renovation project to clean up and modernize its space. Carboni says the library wants to create quiet rooms for meetings or tutoring and bring the library into the 21st century.
It really gave us the possibility to dream a little bit and to put some of these dreams into reality, and it allows us to do these things that we haven't been able to do before.
The first thing the library did with Reed's money was extend the hours that the town had eliminated during budget cuts. The library's endowment policy to invest the money and only spend the interest ensures that Reed's legacy will serve patrons far into the future. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.